Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are at the Boot Dusseldorf show here in Germany, just having a blast. It's pretty remarkable. This is a very worldwide show. First time I've ever been to the Boot show, but I'm running into a lot of my dive industry friends, which brings us to our next guest. Amos Nachum is the man. I see him at the DEMA show all the time. We never get to talk enough, but here he is. I tracked him down and have him on Scuba Radio. Amos, how are you, buddy?
I'm very, very good, and let me help you and everybody else. My name is Amos.
Amos.
Not Amos, and Nachum, and not Nachum, but that's okay. Everybody in America, start learning.
That's right. Slowly but surely, I'll get it right by the time that nobody cares. But
we all have an accent.
We have a little. I have a little bit of an accent.
Me too.
Okay, there you go. Right, but you are the big animal guy. Everybody knows you in the dive industry. Who's paid any attention to underwater photography, especially when it comes to, like, I don't know, crocodiles, polar bears, you're really known for, and just anything. Great whites, you name it, you've done it. Right.
Thank you. Yes, and that was a mission that as a photographer. I'm mostly a photographer, or mainly a photographer, not just underwater.
Yes.
I'm a photographer.
Just wildlife, anything.
Just wildlife. I'm what they call a visual storyteller. So it's not just about taking pictures, because everybody today can take pictures. Everybody have a phone or have some kind of gear, iPad, iPhone, they take pictures. The idea in my mind as a visual storyteller, how to tell the story of the animal, to bring the animal into your living room or create an inspiration in you, the viewer, to be able to go out to do something similar, to experience it, to know what does that mean to live on this planet besides just going to work every day.
That's right. And his images are second to none. I mean, you get up close and personal on a level that most people can never imagine. I mean, and that's what's special about Amos. I'm saying it right, right? Amos?
Yes, right.
Okay, just double checking. So the thing is, though, when you see these images, I mean, they are to a whole new level. Anybody can take pictures, but Amos, he knows obviously what he's doing, but he also gets so close, he gets in places where most people go, you're insane.
This question of insanity is a question of preparation.
Yeah.
It's a lot of preparation take place, a lot of planning, preparation, checking information with other photographer, researcher, local people. And always where I go in the field, work with the local people.
Yeah.
And they are the unsung heroes of all of us photographers. And we should remember, and I remember, and that's the opportunity to say, to express my gratitude to the people out there from the Himalaya, for the Tibetan take me with the snow leopard,
yeah.
To the people out in they take me to the polar bear, the Inuit in the high Arctic.
So you work with them to make sure that you can get up close and personal and stay safe, obviously,
yeah, exactly.
Too.
To learn from them what they know,
right.
And how to bring my knowledge of other wildlife, other location, and together teach them something, and they're teaching me more, and together we can do something better than most people have not seen before.
Right, and I got to say, almost, the website's what? It's Big Animal?
Biganimals.com.
Yeah, right, so go there, check it out. Not only does he take amazing pictures and video, but his backstory is phenomenal, and that's on the website too, right?
Yes, but what is also important, thank you for the opportunity, I also coach people. I take people with me to the field.
We've had some of our mermaids travel with you before, yeah.
And that's for people to know, they can film me with me shoulder to shoulder, or me be behind them and let them take the moment, because each one of the people participate and coming back home, they're the ambassador of the other photography or other of the wilderness. I'm not the only ambassador. You, the people, are the ambassador when they come in successfully from a trip that stretch your imagination, either with leopard seal in Antarctica, or will be the striped marlin in Baja California, or blue whale in some places else in the world.
Right. And look, if just, you know, a 0.5% of skill rubs off on you from Amos, you're going to be a world-class photographer in no time. It's pretty remarkable what he does, but he is very willing to share and pass it on. That's what you do on these trips when you take people. Now, the other big thing we got to talk about is your movie's out now, right? And it's making its rounds through the film festivals in the U.S. and around the world?
Yes, the movie about Picture of His Life. It's made by two friends of mine, Israelis, that one of them was my student for 2 years. And eventually went into movie production, and then he turned the table around, and rather to do a story about somebody else, he did a story about me and the vision that I had, or the desire to go again the second time after, or diving with a polar bear. The first time, 15 years earlier, I did a trip, but with people that were not well suited or well prepared to such an event. And one of them lost his tank in the water, and then I left alone with a polar bear, and a polar bear and I went diving all together to 80 feet. Second time we did, it was outstanding event. And if 12 people been on the moon and 4,000 people been on Everest, only 5 people ever swim with polar bear today.
And live to tell about it.
And nobody been with a polar bear did not come back. All of them came back.
Yes, well, okay, yes. He wants to be fair about that. But yeah, but a movie, I haven't seen it yet. I've seen the trailers. Yeah. Looks spectacular. And has it already won some awards? Did I see that?
It won several awards. The audience of award at about 5 different places in San Francisco, in Chicago, in New York recently, and also in Israel when it was the premiere.
Right. Yeah. And hopefully you're going to get worldwide distribution soon. You're kind of in that process right now. Is that the deal?
We need to raise more money, what they call the theatrical release. And if people are willing to support us and to support the movie, then we'll be able to go out with that and to show to the world that how you can achieve anything that you want if you put the effort to do it. And a good team of people that are really supporting the mission, not just me, but the mission to show to the world that we can live in harmony with the wildlife.
And like I said, your backstory is phenomenal. A couple years ago, Amos was nice enough to sit down with me at the bar at the Scuba Show. And he kind of told me a little bit more about his military background from way back in the day. And I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't know any of this stuff. I should have. But it's a remarkable story. And you really owe it to yourself to go check out his website, biganimals.com. Read up on Amos if you're not already familiar with him. But you've probably seen his pictures in magazines and God knows where else. And maybe the movie, too, right?
Hopefully you'll join to see the movie and check up your local listing, especially right now in the Jewish film festivals and other adventure or wilderness festival. It's becoming more and more in the United States.
Yeah, right. Are you going to be at Beneath the Sea and Scuba Show again, or do you know?
I will not be in Beneath the Sea, unfortunately.
Scuba Show?
No, I'll be in the water.
You're going to be diving, taking people with the... So what is the next adventure? Is it polar bears, crocodiles, what?
Very interesting question, because it's different. It's very different. First, I'm going to go to a new place, a new diving adventure. Actually, it happened only once a year during the full moon out of the coast of Costa Rica and about 80, 100 miles offshore. It's not cocos. We're looking for actually a phenomena that lanternfish or baitfish rise toward the surface because of the blue moon. And then predators, thousands of spinner dolphins, tunas, sailfish, marlin, and mobile array come and feeding on them. And then after this, I'm going to do one of my new venue of expedition, actually, but I go by myself, to photograph one of the most threatened, endangered animal in the wilderness, and this is the clouded leopard.
A clouded leopard.
Yep.
So what part of the world is that?
We'll keep this right now.
Oh, okay. You can't tell us, or you got to kill us.
We want to make sure that this really can be done first.
Right.
Not just that I'm going out there. There's a tree.
How big of an animal is that?
They're small. They're small of the leopard, but they are beautifully colored. Unfortunately, they've been threatened. Only 300 to 400 of them left in the world. There is no good picture of them in the wilderness. They're all trap camera. So I'm going to set myself up together with the local people, together with the native that live there in a rainforest, to go out with them for 3 to 4 weeks and hopefully be able to capture it and then bring the real story and the life of the Clouded Leopard.
And so, but the bait ball thing that you're talking about, where is that again? That's off at Cocos Bell?
Off the Costa Rica on a liveaboard dive.
So you're taking people on that trip?
We take about four people on the trip, yeah.
And so is that a giant bait ball, or is it even bigger than that?
It's a giant bait ball. It's very, very big when it happened, but only during the full moon, only once or twice a year the event takes place. And then all the predators come in, and we want to be there in the right time.
Is it only at night then, at a full moon?
The bait ball happens at night because of the moon.
Right.
But then the fish
just hang out all time?
The fish stay on the surface because all the predators push them and don't let them go back down.
Amos, pleasure to catch up and see you again, my friend.
Thank you very much for enjoying the accent of yours and also be able to speak with my own accent.
Yes, I love it. It makes us sound more exotic, right?
And more international.
Right. That's what we're going for here at the Boot Show in Dusseldorf. We got more coming up from it next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Welcome to Sprockets. I'm your host, Dieter. Winter is coming and I'm as happy as a little girl.
Ich bin der kleine Fichtel vom Zauberland. Und bitte euch, ihr Leute, gebraucht Verstand. Unser Leben ist bedroht, hilft uns niemand, droht uns Not. Und ihr Menschen werdet nie mehr glücklich sein.
Oh, that is a catchy tune. Just putting us in the mood here at the Boot Show. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. First time in Germany. And of course, I have run into Roz from the UK. She is here. She's here every year, right? You come to the Boot Show all the time?
Every year, Greg. It's a good show.
Yeah. Are the Dive Woodies on your playlist, by the way?
Sorry?
Yeah, they are. I know they are. She just doesn't want to admit it. But anyway, Roz, this is a massive event. And you see a lot of great technology, stuff we haven't even seen in the States, which brings us to our next guest, the O-Dive Tech. This isn't Irish or Scottish or whatever. This is pretty cool, isn't it?
It's out of France. I haven't seen it before. It looks interesting because they're looking to help educate divers better on their decompression.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it monitors the bubbles in your bloodstream. So you can get kind of technical with this from a Doppler monitor, which is way too technical for most divers. But these guys have created a device that regular divers like you and me are going to be able to get their hand on and really look at how the pressure on your dives are affecting, you know, your chances of getting DCS and things like that. And what's your name?
Didier Dragiev.
Okay, bless you. So what is the, or did you come up with this? Is this your brainchild, this this new device?
I'm the commercial marketing director of Azot Systems, and of course I participated to the creation of the device.
We take full credit, that's what you should, because I think this is a great idea.
Of course, it's a great idea. It's the future of the decompression, and you know we have 10 years of research and development behind this technology, many hours and millions of dollars invested inside. And here we find it the way to know exactly if the quality of decompression of each diver is good or not good.
Right. It's very customized, because the problem with decompression sickness is and having bubbles develop in your bloodstream, which we want to avoid at all costs, is that every diver is different. Right?
Right, Greg. I'm not a diving physiologist.
Right. Neither am I, believe it or not. I just play one on the radio.
But you do get silent bubbles generated from your dive.
Right.
I've been Dopplered for clinical trials, where I've done Trimix trials in the UK, where we've done different gases. We've run the same profile on different gases in a chamber, and I've been Dopplered before the dive and done the dive and been Dopplered after the dive, and there have been silent bubbles. And
if you're doing a recreational dive, every diver will get some amount of bubbles. It's just a matter of maintaining a level that it's safe. Is that right?
Exactly. It's a question of chargent gas, of inert gas, the quantity of inert gas into the tissues of each diver. And the physiology of each guy is very, very different. That's because you can use exactly the same decompression for each diver. It's not possible.
Right, because, you know, we use dive computers to limit that, but, you know, one person might be diving the same computer and two people have the same profile and one has a problem and the other one's fine.
And it's down to things like age, how tired they are, how well hydrated they are, how well rested they are, how stressed they are.
Right, but if you have a way to monitor the bubbles physically, you actually know personally if you've had a problem with this new device. It's wireless. You take two measurements about 20 seconds apart on your collarbone or
That's right. You need to find the subclavian vein. So you provide two measurements, 20 seconds of each one, 30 minutes after the surface. And then we can see exactly the level of microbubbles in the venous system of the diver. But there is another thing, very, very interesting thing. We know the microbubbles, it's not the risk. It's the accelerator of the risk. The risk is the severity of the dive. I mean, the risk is the quantity of inert gas into the tissues. If you know the risk there, you can understand if you have a bubbles, the risk is bigger. If you don't have a bubbles, the risk is smaller. But every time you have a risk, if you have a severity, if your dive is longer and deeper.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're going to get more bubble development possibly. But once again, if you have a way to monitor it, you can know, like, hey, I've done two dives a day, and I'm checking my measurements on my phone, which, by the way, this thing's all wireless and hooks up with an app to your cell phone. You can look at and take measurements like, you know what, maybe I need to plan a different type of dive or just skip the fourth dive of the day because I don't like where I'm coming up on the chart. And it's very customized specifically to your, you know, bubble count or the frequency of the bubbles, right?
But you must to see exactly, not exactly the bubbles, but the quality of the compression.
Right.
This is the most important thing.
Yeah, they got all the graphs laid out here. And what's great is, too, is once you do those, you monitor your dives and you get those measurements, then you can actually go in and look at the next dive, just like you would plan your next dive on a dive computer. But this way, you could actually say, well, look, if I add an additional, you know, 3-minute safety stop or at a certain depth, and they got all the parameters you can adjust, you can even limit your problems or issues way more efficiently. And that's the key.
Exactly. This is the key. We made it this planification tool. Actually, it's a very, very good educational tool, you know. Inside, you can find exactly the right proportion, the right percentage of helium, of oxygen for your mixture, And the most important thing here, you can find the right gradient factor for you. So you can change your the different couples of gradient factors for each dip of your dives and for each kind of gases. And this is very, very easy to use.
Just maximize your safety with all that information.
Exactly,
it's crazy detailed. You can really get in the weeds. And I'm guessing this is probably going to be more appealing to technical divers first. And then it's probably this could explode. What do you think, Roz?
I think it's much more suited to a technical diver. They will have understanding and they'll be using things like gradient factors.
Right.
And it will allow them to tweak their gradient factors.
But even some schmo like me who's not that into tech, I love this technology. I could see this being refined a little bit more as time goes on. I mean, you guys have been working on this thing for like 10 years, so this didn't just pop up out of nowhere. But it's not available in the USA just yet. You're working on that element.
Not for the moment, but in a few months, I think it's going to be available. Yes.
Yeah.
It's not a real problem for us.
Well, you know, more information like that we have as divers just keeps us safer. You know, it gives you, the more information, the better diver you're going to be and keep yourself from getting into trouble. Whether you're tech diving or rec diving, what do you think? Recreational versus tech?
I think technical for sure. Recreational divers will need to have some understanding because they're going to go, oh, I see bubbles and get scared, not understanding.
Well, I see the bar graphs. You made it idiot-proof or Greg-proof is what we say,
exactly.
Is that if you stay in the green, you're good.
Exactly.
Yeah, see, I understood that, Roz. You hear what I'm saying?
It's easy.
The website.
Odive.com.
Odive.com. Check it out. And we got more coming up from Dusseldorf and the Boot Show next. Stay close. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are coming to you from Dusseldorf, Germany, and the Boot Show. Very special thing going on here. Just everybody and anybody in the dive industry is exhibiting here, which brings me to Benjamin, my friend from the iBubble, which is your self-autonomous or autonomous underwater drone that takes pictures. Basically, it's like your own personal underwater robot buddy, right?
Yeah, and your own personal cameraman on the water.
Yes, he'll take pictures. Eventually, he'll start signing. Who knows? Benjamin's been developing this technology over the last few years. Now it's in full production. They got even a new model now, right?
Yeah, right. And we just launched a new edition of the iBubble Evo. We've optimized our production, the electronic insights on pieces around, and that's why we are able to propose now the iBubble at $3,000 instead of $4,500.
Ah, nice drop.
Yeah, and the iBubble is a complete new way to film on the water.
It's the ultimate selfie thing. But way
only,
more.
Not
I know, he doesn't like that.
No,
but you know, the thing, it's one of the coolest underwater toys I ever saw. Even when you started this in development a few years ago. I think we ran into each other at the Beneath the Sea show, and I saw this. I'm like, holy crap, what the heck is this thing? If you had an iBubble following you around underwater, all the other divers are going to be super jealous because you got your own little personal robot, but it films you so you can be in the pictures, in the videos, and capture all this stuff first person like that.
This is one of the things, is that to be part an actor of your videos, to having fun on the water, share your passion and all what you see when you see sharks, whales, turtles, and so on, and to be in the action. The iBubble is your cameraman. You can say, okay, iBubble, be there, be on my side, be at my back, but also be in front of me, not filming only me. You don't want to be on all the shots.
Right.
That's why I told you not.
Well, you want to be off to the side with the big turtles and the whale sharks and all that stuff. Benjamin, the website is what?
It's iBubble.camera.
All right, we got more coming up from Dusseldorf next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Look, we're at the Boot Show in Dusseldorf, Germany. I'm just walking in the aisles of this event. It's massive. My feet hurt, as I expected, but look, it's worth it. You know, we're finding new products. We're finding cool things to look at as divers. Maybe picking up a couple things to take over to the Maldives for next week's show, which you're going to hear all about, obviously. I've come across another product that actually I'm familiar with Paralens cameras, but I hadn't really, you know, dived deep into what they do. I mean, they're underwater camera, but they look like a little mini dive light. And we have, what's your name?
My name is Jacob Delhoff. I'm the partnership manager at Paralens.
All right, and Jacob, where are you from, by the way?
I'm from Copenhagen, Denmark.
Okay, and that's where Paralens is made, I guess, and manufactured?
Yeah, it's where it's invented and founded, and it's manufactured in Shenzhen in China, as with any other electronic.
Right. You design it, you make it, and then they make it cheaper, and then you ship it all over the place. It's good stuff. I get it. They do good stuff. But the Paralens underwater camera looks like a little mini dive light. And that's what I thought it was the first time I saw it a few years ago. But since then, I've had many of my diving friends use this camera and say, Greg, you need to take a look at this thing. They're giving GoPro a run for their money, and it's probably a little bit more user-friendly from a diving perspective. I guess you would agree. Is that right?
Yeah, I would definitely agree. I mean, we looked at the market. We're all passionate divers. We looked at the market, and we just saw that there was only compromises. There's only camera in a box to take underwater.
Right.
Yeah. There's nothing really developed for the diver.
And it's small enough where you could mount it to your dive mask, like off to the side. That's how I've seen them used the most, I guess. So, you know, you could have a hands-free operation if you chose to use it that way. But it's actually evolved into a much more robust camera system.
That's one of the things that we developed this camera with the community, with hundreds of divers, and we got a lot of feedback. And one of the biggest things about taking things into the ocean, they need to be extremely robust. That's why we made a full aluminium housing. At the depth rating, it goes to 350 meters. Not that many people would need that, but it...
Probably not, no. But you might drop your camera, then, you know, it's going to be safe if you can get someone to get down there. Maybe take an eye bubble and they'll grab it for you. I don't know.
Robustness was really one of the key things that was asked by the community.
There you go. But now there's a new version of it, and this one was just released here at the Boot Show, is that right?
We're launching the product here at Boot, and it'll be in sales late March, April, we're expecting.
Okay, and what is this one called? What's the model number, or what, is it just, hey, it's the Paralens camera and that's it, or what?
I love that you asked. The new Paralens camera is called the Paralens Vaquita.
Ah.
The reason for us calling it Vaquita, it's a big part of our mission statement, is ocean awareness. And we are, by naming our camera Vaquita, we're creating awareness about the fact that there are only 19 of these whales left in existence.
So Vaquita is a whale.
Vaquita is a whale that
I knew that. Yeah. I'm just making sure everybody else knows.
Vaquita is a whale. It's based around the west coast of California.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm a right coaster, so I'm gonna go with that excuse for now. But yeah, you know, it looks really cool. It actually has a little LED screen on the back of the Paralens camera. So that's what I didn't realize. I didn't know they even had a monitor on them because they're so friggin' small. But underwater, I could see this thing's very compact, very easy to use. You can frame it just like you would a GoPro or whatever. But the frame rate and the the stuff is actually a little bit higher quality is what the guy was telling me, too. You have more robust sensors and things like that built into the hardware. Is that right, Jacob?
Yes, as we have less light under the water, we need a better sensor technology, so we have a larger sensor than the other alternatives. And also, the fact that the camera doesn't need color filters, it makes so that it doesn't take away light from the sensor. When you slap on a color filter, you take away a lot of light, and that really degrades the quality of the recording.
Right, it's all digital, so you don't need the red filter, which is just more crap you could lose or fall off or break or whatever, exactly. Which God knows I've done all of the above in the past. So, it looks like great stuff. Now, this you said around April or so, the Nikita? No, I didn't say it.
Maryland's Vakita.
Vakita will be out. Is that in the U.S. too or no?
Yeah, that's globally, yeah.
Okay, all right, cool. Now, if I got this correct, Jacob, according to your sales guy, you guys are also working with like scientific and research studies on the ocean as well with your camera. How's that part of this?
It's something that we feel a strong obligation to, and it's also one of the most prominent upgrades of the new camera, aside from image stabilization in 4K and 4K 60 frames, all of the specs. We also added a sensor pack. The sensor pack, it measures depth, temperature, salinity, and location. And what this means is that it basically enables every diver with the camera to collect very valuable marine data. This data can then be voluntarily uploaded to our platform in the Paralens app, which is called the Ocean Base. Now, what's happening to this data is that we're working with universities and conservation organizations to really understand this data much better and be able to act on it. In this way, we can also reach out to our community and have them be engaged in the projects of our partners.
I love that. So, as a matter of fact, it has an auto mode, so as soon as it senses salt water, it can go on, and you can just film your dive totally wirelessly, so to speak, if you want. But and then they've attached them to buoys and used some of those sensors too, I guess. So you guys are doing great work. I love the story. And the website for Paralens is?
It's www.paralens, that's PARALENZ.com.
Z, I think, is what we say in the USA. But that's good. I love it.
It's because I'm European.
Yeah, I get it. New friends and old friends. That's what we're doing in Dusseldorf, Germany today. So I had to come and talk to Amr, who was with us on the Grand Sea Explorer. And it's good to see you again, my friend.
Same here. Great to see you.
Yes. Now, we had a nice dinner last night. You took the crew out, the Explorer Ventures crew, and Clay, and Peter Hughes, and myself. We all had just a big old time. Taking in some of the local culture. But you've done this show for years, right?
Yes. Yeah. We've been coming here since late 90s.
And what's neat about this is kind of come full circle for Peter. I mean, Peter Hughes, like I said earlier, he's a liveaboard diving legend.
Yes.
And back in the day, evidently, he worked with your father, right? And and Peter, come in here. I got to ask you. Was Amr the little punk kid you thought would never amount to anything when he was younger or what?
Well, I wouldn't say he was a little punk kid, but I certainly didn't expect him to grow in to take over the position from his dad, Khaled, who I had the pleasure of knowing and being in business with back in 1997, so more than 20 years ago. So I feel like we've come full circle, and it's a true pleasure to be involved with Amr once again.
Yeah, well, there you go. What are your first impressions of Peter? Here's your chance to pay him back for that compliment.
No, I mean, I'm out of words. I mean, there are no words can describe how
See,
I feel.
You guys are no fun. Peter, I thought for sure, was just going to agree with me and like, oh, I couldn't get rid of this young kid. He just kept bugging me and asking me all these dumb questions, and here he is running the world now, pretty much. That's kind of how it is for you, Amr, isn't it? Say yes. Just go with it. Roll with it. Take credit, my friend. Come on. All right.
I mean, I'll tell you something, a big coincidence that happened, okay? There was somebody who introduced us to Peter. His name is Karim Hillel. Okay, he's a great guy and one of the very well-respected people in the diving industry in Egypt. And when we were still building the boat, okay, at that time, and we had an appointment, say, for example, at 12 p.m. with Karim and his partner, okay? An hour before, I was writing an email, okay, to the dancer fleet. I never met Peter before. I never even saw him before. But I always saw in the dive magazines and everything and how the high standards of the dancer fleet at that time and everything.
Right.
So I had an email. I was writing an email, okay, and then in the middle, Karim and his partner came in. And we started talking about the boat, and he said, I have a great partner, someone who would turned everything around for the boat and new standards in the Red Sea. And he goes, well, I already have contact with Peter Hughes and the Dancer Fleet. So I just grabbed my laptop and I showed him. I told him, can you read this? Okay. And he said, wow, but I got there first. I told him, you have it. Okay.
So it's a great team. You know, we got Explorer Ventures. We got the Grand Sea Explorer now in the Red Sea. We got Peter Hughes. Now, the Grand Sea Explorer, it's in dry dock right now and just getting ready to sail with brand new upgrades. Is that right?
Yeah. A lot of upgrades are going on. More fresh colors, more modern look. Unfortunately, I cannot show you pictures at the moment.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's a radio show. What are you going to do? But trust me when I say they are spectacular upgrades. I mean, the boat was nice before when we were on it just a few months ago. The upgrades, we saw the artist renderings. Unbelievable. ExploreVentures.com, 1-800-322-3577. Book the Red Sea. Book any of the boats. You'll be good to go. We got more coming up from Dusseldorf in Germany next.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Get up. We're going.
Where?
Maldives.
The Maldives? I don't even know where that is.
Indian Ocean. It's beautiful.
The natives there, are they friendly?
You need to worry about the natives, Tiny. Natives need to worry about you. Come on. We got a plane to catch.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm at the Boot Dusseldorf show and just got a few minutes left for coverage of what we've come across here for the first time in Germany. And, of course, I would have to get a mermaid on because, as everyone around the world knows, mermaids speak, well, they kind of present an international language that everybody can connect to. And we have Mermaid Cat. Are you like the official mermaid of the Boot Show, Cat? Just say yes.
Okay, if you want me to, I say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my team and I, we do a lot here at the Boat Show. So we are in the water tank. We do underwater performances several times a day. We do a try mermaiding. So our instructors are up there for people who have never worn a mermaid tail before and want to see how it feels like being in the water with one of them. There are plenty of interviews and presentations on stage. So, yeah, I think...
Everybody wants a mermaid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
We learn learned this on Scuba Radio years ago back in the States that, you know, being that we're a radio show, and obviously I got the face for TV, the listeners do not want to see me when we're out and about at dive shows. But if I bring a mermaid along, all of a sudden everybody and their brother and their mother and kids and everyone shows up to say hi. So it's you guys are like bait.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are like magical creatures. We are colorful. We are sparkly. We are always in a good mood. We are always smiling. I mean, who doesn't like a mermaid?
Right. Like I said, it's an international thing. It's like music, you know. But you got to love it. You do an impressive presentation there in the boot show pool or dive tank. Obviously, you're an accomplished free diver, I assume. And do you teach that as well here in Germany?
Yeah, I'm a scuba instructor, freediving instructor. I'm also a tech diver, cave diver, you name it.
Sweet.
And yeah.
Like a super diver.
A super diver, yeah. That's a funny word. And yeah, obviously I'm a mermaid instructor. I teach other girls how to become mermaids and mermaid instructors as
so
well.
So how did this happen for you? Because, you know, when people grow up, they don't necessarily think they're going to turn into, like, I'm going to be a professional mermaid. How did you make this unique change or career path?
Well, when I started my training to become a scuba diving instructor and suddenly I was underwater all the time, this beautiful, magical place, then I remembered my childhood dream of wanting to be a mermaid. And this time I just decided, well, I'm in my mid-20s, but I'm going to make it happen.
Right. Okay. And you've done stuff like stunt doubling for movies and TV commercials and things like that. But only over here in Germany or around the world, except for the USA. You haven't visited us yet.
Well, I have visited the USA. USA as well. Well, I'm basically all around, all year round. Like, I'm hardly ever home. So my most deepest shooting underwater was at 42 meters in Truk Lagoon, Micronesia. The most extreme one was probably swimming with tiger sharks or saltwater crocodiles. So I'm really...
What? Wait, hold up. Back up there. Saltwater crocodiles in a mermaid tail?
Yeah, in a mermaid tail.
What was the purpose of that? Just to see if they would eat you?
Well, luckily they did not eat me.
Obviously.
No, it was like an environmental campaign, maybe creating awareness for these beautiful animals that are very often misunderstood. But it was definitely really, really crazy and really extreme experience being face-to-face to a 4-meter wild crocodile in Mexico.
Wow, that is a big-ass crocodile right there. Now, we have done experiments in Guadalupe, Mexico with great whites and mermaids. Have you been in the water with great whites in your mermaid tail?
Great whites, not yet, but they're definitely high on the bucket list. I've been in the water with tiger sharks, oceanic white tips, and all sorts of other sharks, but the great white, not
yet. It's on the list?
Yet.
Well, let me tell you, we did this experiment to see what would happen if we threw a mermaid in the water with a great white, and the great white split. They left. So mermaids are king of the sea, not the great white, so you know. Was that the case with the crocodile or what?
Well, with the crocodile, I wouldn't be too sure. Like, after 3 days of shooting with the crocs, I was quite happy when we came out and nothing happened. But when they offered us to stay a fourth day, I thought, like, maybe not push it.
Yes. Well, you know, don't take my word for it. If you decide, hey, I'm in a mermaid tail, I can jump in the water with a great white and be fine. But just our little experiment surprised us. And we had, like, 8 great whites circling the boat. And as soon as we threw the mermaids in, they split. They took off. So they didn't like our mermaids. I don't know. That might be... They just didn't like American mermaids. They may feel different about a German mermaid.
Oh, maybe. Well, I had a lot of really interesting encounters with wildlife where I was in my mermaid tail, for example, with the dolphins, who kept on coming closer and closer and seemed to be really, really interested in it.
Yeah, well, you got a tail. You got that common bond lease with that. And I know that's part of your whole overall... package with it's mermaidcat.com, or what is the website?
Yeah, mermaidcat.com is my main website, and then we've got mermaidcatshop.com where you can get all the equipment needed, or you can visit mermaidcatacademy.com if you want to join us on international mermaid adventures and come to mermaid school, learn how to be a mermaid or merman yourself.
Well, she's looking at me like, you don't have what it takes, but that's okay. But you know, the thing is, you also have a big environmental message to what you're doing with all this business stuff you're doing in mermaiding world as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So in our shop, we're constantly trying to reduce extra packaging, things like this. And as a mermaid, you're the perfect bridge between humans and people, because not everyone likes water, not everyone is a water baby.
But everyone likes mermaids.
Yeah, absolutely. And with creating art, underwater art, we try to bring the underwater world closer to people, hoping that more people start appreciating it. And only what people love and like is what they're willing to protect, right?
I agree. That's right. When you get down there and see this stuff, you want to save it for all your friends and share it with others. That's what we do with Scuba Radio. And that's what you're doing with mermaidcat.com. I love it. And I got to say, you know, you're obviously very good at what you do. That was some great mermaiding skills that I saw. I got a nice little selfie of myself and a mermaid cat that you'll see up at scubaradio.com. Well, enjoy yourself at the boot show. Come to America. We need you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Thank you so much.
All right. And look, that'll wrap up our coverage from the boot show in Dusseldorf, Germany. Till next week, when we're broadcasting from the deck of the brand new Explorer Ventures boat in the Maldives. Remember, it's always better. Where, Cat?
Down where it's wetter.
See, it's international. I told you. Safe diving, everyone.
That's why it's hot.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.